I think that there's a cultural element to our defense establishment, certainly with we are a very unique country in that every major defense contractor has several offices in Australia. I can't think of many other countries in the world that have so much, for example, US and European defense presence. So we're pretty unique in that way. Certainly don't find it in New Zealand. You don't find it in South Africa. So I think there is an element where our defense role does sometimes cramp our style. But I also think that there's a new generation that seems to be coming through now and a bigger impetus to create, new ways of doing things. And so we are starting to see the Air Force, Royal Australian Air Force, for example, experimenting with how to do RFPs, request for proposal, in a different way using hackathon approach. And we're starting to see people, talk a lot more about space, as critical to Australia's defense. The latest defense white paper had about 25 times more mention of space than all the previous ones combined. I think it was 78 mentions of space in the current space white paper. And all the previous ones combined, there were about 3. We did it. We went and did it. Account. So I think there's an element where we have had, a nervous system. At the same time, we're sort of having a new generation of American, European people coming over here and saying, actually, we want to help local companies. Hence Airbus supporting us in building local companies. And they're being smart in doing that because they realize if they help build a local industry, then there's a larger value chain to get engaged with. And so they're being a bit more forward thinking in that way. So certainly I think it's become a lot more democratic. It's a factor. We're a member of the ITAR agreement. And so we've certainly had people, for example, from China who've come down to Australia wanting to invest in space companies. And it's really uncertain whether you can take their money and not start being followed around by the moon black, So that's something we'd love to clarify.